Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Deadly storms shake the South.
I've lost everything that I own.
Elvis Presley's only child dies.
My little daughter, Lisa, she's 6 years old. Look at her jump up.
Document investigation.
It was in the public interest to appoint a special counsel.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, at least 7 people are dead after dozens of suspected tornadoes careened through much of the Deep South. CBS's Omar Villafranca is reporting this morning from a hard-hit spot north of Montgomery, Alabama.
Oh, my God.
Shock and fear as a funnel cloud roars into sight. One of 35 reported tornadoes to strike the South Thursday.
Oh, my God, this is the building beside us.
I can't describe, is it bad?
Montreal Cave's uncle and at least 5 others were killed when a reported tornado destroyed roughly 40 homes, shearing off roofs and shredding walls.
Now we're gonna die.
Oh, have mercy.
Officials say the same tornado also ripped through Selma, Alabama, while in Greensboro.
This was my mom's house, y'all.
The powerful gusts uprooted trees and overturned big rigs on highways. Across the South, there's been millions of dollars in damage. Crews in communities like Oak Village, Alabama, are picking up the pieces after being decimated.
Forecasters say storm-ravaged California and other western states are in for a new round of bad weather that'll last right through the weekend. Priscilla Presley says her family is shocked and devastated by the death of her daughter, Lisa Marie, the only child of Elvis Presley. She died at 54 after suffering cardiac arrest at her California home. Sando Minetti is a family friend.
We look back on Lisa Marie's life. It's one of high-profile marriages, heartbreaking divorces, family drama. What a script.
Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
Well, it's one for the money.
She was born into rock and roll royalty, the daughter of the king of rock and roll.
Step on my blue suede shoes.
And she lived much of her life in the spotlight. Lisa Marie Presley was just 9 years old when her father died in 1977, old enough to have fond memories of him.
He was no different than, you know, on stage or off. There was no machine behind him. There was no publicity campaign. There was no image, you know, making of anybody. He was just who he was, which was why I think he was loved so much.
Lisa Marie Presley had a highly publicized 2-year marriage to Michael Jackson and also had a brief singing career. Her mother, Priscilla, announced her daughter's death in a written statement. She called Lisa Marie the most passionate, strong, and loving woman I have ever known. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Now to the discovery of those additional documents marked classified. They were found in President Biden's home in Wilmington, Delaware. And as CBS's Adriana Diaz tells us, the Justice Department has stepped up its investigation.
The extraordinary circumstances here require the appointment of a special counsel.
Attorney General Merrick Garland has tapped Robert Herb, a veteran prosecutor who served under former President Donald Trump, to investigate the possible unauthorized removal and retention of classified documents discovered at locations connected to President Biden. The stunning announcement came just hours after the White House acknowledged that a small number of classified documents had been found in the garage of President Biden's Wilmington residence and in a room next door.
So the material was in a locked garage?
Yes, as well as my Corvette. But as I said earlier this week, people know I take classified documents and classified material seriously.
On Capitol Hill, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy questioned President Biden's transparency.
He knowingly knew this happened going into election, going into interviews. This is what makes America not trust their government.
At the University of Idaho, officials say students are settling in for the spring semester, relieved a suspect is in custody in the killing of four students last November. CBS's Lilia Luciano.
In court for the second time since being extradited to Idaho, Brian Koberger appeared calm as he agreed to push his preliminary hearing to June 26. At that point, the state will present some of its evidence against Koberger to show there's probable cause for his case to go to trial. Shannon Gray is representing the family of Kaylee Gonsalves, one of the four murdered victims.
How's the Gonsalves family doing today?
You know, it's the same as always. This is going to be a long journey in the criminal justice system, and they just want to move forward and get a conviction on this case.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you can have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
The school district in Newport News, Virginia, is set to install 90 metal detectors at all buildings, beginning with the elementary school where police say a six-year-old boy shot and wounded his teacher last week. There's reaction from parents.
Metal detectors at an elementary school? Metal detectors at schools are crazy.
Rather my child complain about having to go through a metal detector than to not have my child come home that evening.
A new study in the journal Science says ExxonMobil's scientists were accurate in their predictions decades ago about climate change. But what the company said publicly was much different. Justin Rolat of the BBC.
It analyzed data in the company's internal documents and found it had very accurately forecast how temperatures would rise. The issue for Exxon is that all the while it was claiming in public that action on climate was not urgent.
Exxon says its information on climate change evolved and critics are misunderstanding its earlier research. The government says it's now collected 510 reports of unidentified flying objects at a Pentagon office formed last year to tally them up. 366 of them are considered new reports, no evidence of extraterrestrials. On the Health Watch, the American Cancer Society says prostate cancer deaths are on the rise in this country at a time when overall cancer deaths are falling.
More than 290,000 individuals will hear that they have prostate cancer this year.
CEO Dr. Karen Knutson says confusion over new screening guidelines could explain some of it. Prostate cancer is highly curable if detected early. The jackpot for tonight's Mega Millions drawing is $1.35 billion. That's the second highest prize in the lottery's history.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Miami is getting rid of a big crypto sponsor that's hit hard times, and it's no easy task.
A federal bankruptcy judge has terminated a naming rights deal between FTX and Miami-Dade County. The move allows the county to start stripping the brand from the arena where the NBA's Miami Heat play. That means all FTX signage and advertising will be removed soon, but it's a massive undertaking. FTX is on everything, from the arena's roof to its entrances, the basketball court, even all the polos worn by employees. The 19-year naming rights deal started in 2021. Miami contested it after former FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried was hit with criminal fraud charges. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
The NFL says Atlanta will be the site of the AFC Championship game if it's Buffalo against Kansas City. Fallout from the cancellation of the game that saw Damar Hamlin suffer cardiac arrest. The Roundup, produced this week by Paul Ferry and Matt Cherry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. Okay. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene,
there were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings, starting May 8th, wherever you get your podcasts.